This fall, New York gives voters a chance to overhaul state government and politics, or at least start the process. One ballot question asks whether the state should hold a constitutional convention. The last time it happened was 50 years ago, and it did not end well. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports people are still debating what the takeaways are for next time, if there is a next time.
On April 4th, 1967, the State House in Albany was sparkling with anticipation.
The place was spruced up. There were flowers all over the chamber.
It was the opening day of New York's first state constitutional convention in nearly three decades. And Henry DeLay could feel history unfolding around him.
It was a really big event.
Senator Robert Kennedy spoke. So did Cardinal Spellman and U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren.
All of the leadership, it seemed, not only from the state, but the nation was looking to Albany and what would happen in the months ahead.
DeLay was a young grad student at the time, and he was impressed. Energetic delegates passed a strong reform agenda. There were amendments on everything from limiting electronic surveillance to outlawing skullduggery in the drawing of electoral districts.
For any purpose, whether it be on political grounds or racial grounds or economic grounds.
Not that everything was perfect. He was disappointed that the party machines largely controlled the convention instead of independent citizens. As Jerry Kremer, another observer, put it, it seemed like everyone was either a legislator, judge, or someone who used to be one.
The overlay was so political.
Kremer was talking at his neighborhood coffee shop. Brooklyn Democratic boss Tony Travia, the assembly speaker, ran the convention with an iron fist. Kremer says Travia rammed through the single most important decision, how to present the proposed amendments to the public. Delegates he knew and respected
just went along to get along, and the final vote almost became a vote among fraternity people.
Tony Travia favored a controversial amendment to let the state pay for parochial school education. In order to sew up the Catholic vote, he wanted to slip that into a single take-it-or-leave-it question on the next election ballot.
I said, look, I may be relatively new to the elective process, but this, in my mind, is doomed to failure.
Kremer was worried that the proposals he liked, like a labor bill of rights, would go down in flames, thanks to Travia. Travia laughed him off. He said, this is just how things work.
In those days, the machine still worked, and the machine wanted one package.
But lots of people didn't, including a young Greenwich Village city councilman named Ed Koch. Koch wasn't a delegate, but he campaigned hard against Tony Travia's amendment package.
And the powers that be in this state, they said, all right, we'll give them a few little things that'll make the liberals feel good. We'll give them a Bill of Rights and we'll give...
But where it really counted, Koch said, the machine just wanted to keep its grip on power.
And it really is an abomination.
And voters agreed. On November 7th, they overwhelmingly rejected the proposed amendments, leaving the Constitution as is, and leaving a sour taste in many people's mouths about the whole convention experience. Those who care about state government disagree about 1967's lessons.
The problem is there's too many structural changes have to be made to make it a more open convention.
Kremer, the former assemblyman, doesn't think there should be another constitutional convention anytime soon. He says it's just not possible to get delegates who are truly independent from entrenched interests.
So why go through this exercise of approving a convention when the rules of the road are not going to change?
Others are more optimistic. Hank DeLay thinks you could get convention delegates more divorced from the political establishment. He says it's still worth taking a chance because, let's face it, the governor and lawmakers have proved time and again they're not going to reform themselves.
If we believe that there has to be stronger methods for investigating corruption in the pay-to-play culture which dominates Albany, if people believe that term limits need to be considered, one has to get that discussion going.
In 1977 and 97, voters had the option to call a convention, and they decisively voted no. New Yorkers will have another chance in 3 weeks. Fred Mogul, WNYC News.